thank you all for braving this panel for a couple reasons. One, it's a controversial topic. And two, I'm going to be chairing and presenting. So yell at me if I go over my own time, but I'm going to try to, like, you know, be consistent. And I just wanted to frame this a little bit by saying that the purpose of this panel is to introduce and hopefully work through some of the issues of military actors in the humanitarian innovation discussion. We've heard a lot about partnerships, collaboration. At the opening session yesterday, we talked about reaching as far away as particle physics to bring into the humanitarian discussion, but not the word military. In fact, in my knowledge, it hasn't come up more than once or twice in this conference to date. There are serious challenges, and there are also opportunities with military actors in humanitarian space as it relates to innovation. And the main point here is to help us identify and maybe start problematizing and sticking our teeth into some of the unstated boundaries of what humanitarian innovation is really willing to entertain in terms of cross-fertilization. My name is Josiah. I'm a research officer at the Humanitarian Innovation Project, and I'm overseeing a new exploratory stream of research on this subject. And I'm delighted to introduce my co-panelists, but perhaps they could introduce themselves probably more articulately.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Thank you very much for coming to this panel. My name is Jim Ryan. I'm a little bit of a curate's egg. Bit of this, a little bit of that, I'm not quite sure what I am. I've had two distinct backgrounds, which makes me slightly schizophrenic. I joined the Army at 19 as a medical student, and I had a full career finishing up as chair of the Department of Surgery, and then our Prime Minister of the day, Mrs. Thatcher, closed all the hospitals down, civilian as well as a professor of nothing overnight. Guess what? I crossed the road and joined the humanitarians. I went to UCL, which was at that time setting up an academic department of humanitarian medicine, the idea being to spy on the NGOs to see what they were doing. The question that my dean was asking is what rules do they play by? Mm. How do they do their business? Who measures them? Mm. Who is there any oversight? Is it evidence-based? All of those questions. The NGOs did not like that at all initially, but they came to accept us. So I've got kind of a split brain. I've got a baby eater side, military side, and a pre-hawker side. And I'm going to talk about a civic, a novel aspect of civic that I encountered about 20 years ago.
And I'm Nathaniel Raymond, director of the SIGMO program on human security and technology at Harvard Humanitarian Initiative. I'm also an advisor to UN mission in South Sudan Department of Peacekeeping Operations in the Joint Mission Analysis Center, which, though we don't use the I word, is the intelligence component or the analysis unit of UN peacekeeping missions. And I also have done training with Pacific Command and DOD with ASEAN in disaster response. And I was formerly an invited advisor on humanitarian operations to NATO until I resigned 72 hours after.